Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Get ready to reimagine your events with The Hitch, a mobile event cart, right here in the Harrisonburg-Rockingham area. Although today we are in Elkton on a beautiful farm, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But let's tell you about this customizable event cart business that specializes in serving event of cocktails and mocktails to inspire your imagination and exceed your expectations. The Hitch can maneuver into spaces indoor and out, so wherever your venue is, they are ready to serve. Signature cocktails creatively crafted to match your dream theme. The Hitch is best suited for open outdoor spaces, but can maneuver enough for more intimate spaces as well. They've hosted events in picturesque fields, at venues next to reception tents or inside tented areas, inside and outside of barns, and even in small backyards. Rula Andovich bought The Hitch, quit her job, and dove headfirst into the unknown world of small business. She's here today to tell us more about her story, along with all the thrilling ways she reimagines events with you. Welcome to the show, Rula. It's great to have you on today.
Well, thank you, Dawn. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. We have had a day of it, but we are here. And we are here with the laughers, and I am so glad that you made a concoction for me today.
Takes the edge off, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And I'm excited if you could start just talking to us a little bit about what you made for me today from your mobile event cart.
Sure. The request was for a Long Island iced tea. It's a classic. Definitely something that everyone probably has the makings for in their liquor cabinet right now. It's basically every clear liquor you have in there. So that's tequila, vodka, gin, rum, triple sec, with some simple syrup and lemon juice, topped with Coca-Cola. I like to make mine as close to real as possible. So when I'm making my simple syrups, I use, you know, pure cane sugar. And then this is fresh squeezed lemon juice. No additives, no preservatives, nothing. And then I use the Coca-Cola, the Mexican Coca-Cola, which also has pure cane sugar rather than any preservatives added. And I think it just comes and gives it a brighter sort of finish. You really get to taste everything. And somehow all of those alcohols together just make for like almost a fruity kind of mix altogether. There's a good botanical mix. But anyway, that is a Long Island. And it's a go-to for bars everywhere. And I'm serving it in a mason jar as a little nod to Luigi's, which used to be a bar downtown Harrisonburg.
Oh, yeah.
They used to serve their Long Islands in a quart mason jar. So I don't remember those nights at all. But anyway. They no longer there, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm sure they were fun.
It sounds like it. Mm-hmm. I love it's good, really good, by the way. So thanks again for that.
Yeah.
Can you share the story? What inspired you to start this business? What sparked the idea for The Hitch?
Well, I've always been in the event sort of business, I guess you could say. But really, it was just in my personal life. All my friends and family know me as like their event coordinator. So anytime that somebody's having a party, a wedding, a shower, a wake, I get to be the event coordinator. And so I've done that since I can remember. I've also I started out bartending at Red Lobster in Harrisonburg, of all places. Worked there for a few years. I also worked for Early Catering in Harrisonburg as well. With Kay Early.
Yeah.
And I always ended up manning the bar anytime she had an event. So I got a lot of experience there, plus just seeing catering in general and doing these events. And then I also bartended at a bar in Harrisonburg that is no longer, once again, but Bourbon Street Bar and Grill.
That I was going to ask you where that was.
Yeah, and it was a New Orleans kind of theme.
Okay.
But anyway, I got to be a head bar bartender there for a while. And so it gave me kind of a background in the business side of bartending, so of bar management, I guess. I always kind of had that experience, and it has always been kind of a comfort level, to go back to bartending. I kind of, just really like that feeling of connecting with folks, and, it's basically the easiest way to just be creative and find something really fun and lead, hopefully, to a really good time, safely. That is.
Yes. Yeah. Safety first.
Yeah. We have to worry about that. So, but yeah, it's always been a really good creative outlet and kind of a nostalgic, you know, comfort zone.
Did you have to go to school to learn how to bartend, or was this an on-the-job training experience?
Yeah, it was just on the job.
Okay.
There are classes you can take.
Yeah.
For sure. Mixology classes and things. But yeah, I've never been too pretentious about it. Just kind of having a good time, really. So, here I am still doing that.
Here you are. Well, what was the job you had when you decided to start the Hitch? What were you doing?
Yeah, so I did all that kind of, I've never, always in my younger years, I always had multiple jobs. So I was always bartending on the side. And then I worked for Rosetta Stone, also in Harrisonburg, while I was bartending, doing the catering. And I worked there for 8 years, and then transitioned onto a property management company in Harrisonburg, worked there for 6 years. But honestly, it was, you know, I always thought that you'd just kind of ladder climb different careers.
Yeah.
And it never occurred to me to be my own business owner. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, again, with that nostalgia of like, oh, wouldn't it just be nice to just sling beers again? Not have to worry
just
about
simple life.
These quotas and, yeah, you know, things like that. So I was at the property management company for a few years at that point. And unfortunately, my mother, she got sick. She had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which was terminal. And they were very good to me, the company was, supporting me through that and giving me some kind of flex time. Towards the end of that journey, actually within a 2-month span, I went from my mother passing, my dog passed away.
Aww.
As well, but she was an old girl and lived a good life. And then, a month later, I had my daughter. Mm. So it was this whole kind of awakening, understanding that that life is precious and finite, and I don't want to waste it. You know, I want to be there with my daughter as much as I can, because it's not just given to you. Mm-hmm. And so I think my brain started to kind of turn around to like, well, maybe I could do something for myself. Maybe I don't have to be here. And then COVID hit. And then it was like the whole world was feeling that way, and
yes,
everyone was losing someone, and there was this like, you know, just all of humanity was kind of in that same area of like, well, what is important in life and what isn't? And so I ended up scrolling through Google and saw this cute little, you know, converted horse trailer.
It's super cute.
Which had the bar put on at that point, but not much of anything else. And it had the paint and all that. So the bones of it were there. And I just saw like, wouldn't that be amazing to like just go and like I could do events and just like serve up whatever people are interested in, meet interesting people. And what a dream. right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I thought. And then, you know, it was just a daydream. And then I talked to my husband about it. I was like, oh, honey, can I buy it? And I was expecting him to be like, you're crazy. No. But he was like, yeah, go do it. Because I think, you know, he saw all the struggles that I went through. And he's my supporter, even if it is begrudging oftentimes. but he said, yeah, all right, let's do it. And I told him kind of like my thoughts of like, well, what it could be. Yeah, let's do it. All right. So we took a trip to Georgia and we picked up the Hitch, and I called it the Hitch ever since then. And drove it home, and so I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Still got this job. And then came a point at my job where, you know, enough buttons were being pushed and boundaries I had set for myself were being shot through. And so when it came to me, you know, like, well, you got to get this, you got to be better, or you might not have a job here. And I just said, oh, well, I don't think I want a job here anymore.
I think I'm done.
And I put in my notice, and it came a lot faster than I thought, but I never looked back. And it was possibly the best decision I've made. And it all came about just by like releasing and just saying like, yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that. That's not important in my life. And I can trust my gut, and I can just, you know, go with what could possibly make me happy. And luckily to say, within the first month, I had my first booking, and it's been going ever since. So I'm incredibly lucky to even be sitting here with you.
And thank you.
Thank you for having me and bringing, you know, the Shenandoah Valley together, basically. it's cool to have a voice and like to be part of that community. And now I get to just go to these events and like connect with people and bring them a little something fun and, you know, something personalized to them. I could not imagine going back at this point. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. In fact, I think we're sitting at the place where you got your first booked event, no?
Yes. This was my first client. I've done other ones that are family and friends, which, you know, I mean, I guess they count, except maybe it'd be better if they paid me. But
yes, that would be better.
Yeah, some family. But yes, this was my first event. We are here at the barn on Naked Creek in Elkton, Virginia. And you can't see from this perspective, but I'm sure we'll give you a little view of the mountains that we are nestled in. This facility is it's a barn. They do private events. At this point, there might be talks of expansion later on to more public events. But as of right now, we just do private for friends and family of the owners, and they have a good time. They are lovers of life. They are here to celebrate, and they also amplify everybody that comes out and make sure that everybody gets as many opportunities as they can outside of their little barn events. They do music events here, and it's just really cool to have these like little intimate moments, little intimate parties with people here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place around here. I'm so thankful they let us be here today to do this. And I love this story. I mean, it's making me realize what you do makes for perfect and right moments. Like this moment right now that is perfect and right for me to eat this absurdly flavorful popcorn from our sponsor, Pre-Popsterous.
Mm. Let me tell you, I love popcorn. It is my go-to snack all the time, and this is like killer.
It's so good.
Oh, man. And it even works with the Long Island. Little Coca-Cola in here. Perfect.
Perfect pairing. Mm-hmm. You have the caramel flavor going really great with the Coca-Cola in this Long Island.
Perfect.
And I have the spring mix. It's nice and fruity.
Well, you got your botanicals. There you go. Perfect.
Perfect balance is what we got.
I agree. This is amazing.
You've never had it before?
No, this is my first time having it, and I will not go back. And I see that it's all grown here as well.
Locally sourced kernels, 100% nut-free factory.
Wow.
And they just got the Virginia's Finest trademark.
And that could not have been easy to get?
No, for specialty crafted foods right here in Virginia. And it's just lovely. This popcorn is perfect literally for any gifting occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, swag bags,
stocking
employee
stuffers.
Appreciation, stocking stuffers, you name it. It would be a great match, actually, perfect treat for some of your concoctions over here at the Hitch.
You're exactly right. Yes, I would love to pair. Let's do that.
Hear that, Tisha, pre-pop stress?
Hey, I got a whole cart waiting for you. Just come on down, load me up, and we will make dreams happen.
Absolutely. And Laughers, they give you a 15% discount. Just use promo code LAUGH15 when you visit their website at prepopsterous.com. That's prepopsterous.com. And you can get you some popcorn today.
Exciting.
It's exciting.
Yes, love it.
Now, back to you, Rula. When you transitioned from your last job to start The Hitch, what would you say your biggest challenge was?
Well, money.
I like how she laughed. There's like a list in that head.
Yeah, I didn't exactly plan things out, but there was some background work happening in my overthinking brain that luckily set me up for success. Money has been the biggest hurdle. Everything costs money. I've had to do things that were costly for free just to get my name out there and things. And so there's a lot of lead up to be able to get to this place of success. But I've also just been incredibly lucky. So unfortunately, like for a lot of people, maybe they wouldn't have that same sort of privilege, I guess, of being able to pivot when needed. But for me, it has worked out, though it has been the hardest thing I've done. But yeah, it's just finding that balance. And I know that they say, and there's lots of support out there for small business nowadays. I don't know if there was before, but I have been surprised to find that there has been a lot of support through like the Shenandoah Valley Small Business Development and SCORE and things. And you can set up with a mentor, which I think
do have one.
And so they will help you along as you get to those hurdles. Financially, and there's grants and things that you can get. That has been the main hurdle. Other than that, I am only limited by my want of creativity. That's it. And so far, I haven't met my limit. So it's just been fun.
Speaking of the creativity, can you tell us about some of the mocktails, cocktails, themed events? Give the laughers some idea of how you can reimagine.
Yeah, we like to say every event reimagined, because it doesn't have to be cocktails, or we do have a beer tap as well, but it doesn't have to be alcohol related. We can do mocktails all day long, and I love doing it. And my daughter is my biggest little mixologist when it comes to doing mocktails. She likes to inspire me with her ideas of what should go in. Like the other day, she was telling me like, oh, if we slice the limes these ways and put them on the side of the glass, then it would be a Pegasus. And so now there's a drink that we've made called the Pegasus. And she just likes to get creative, and I'm realizing like it's my creativity in her. And we've done so many different cool, very, very just cool things. Like we did a Harry Potter themed birthday.
Oh, very cool.
Very cool. Yeah. And so we had our butter beer, and that was both, we had an alcoholic version and non-alcoholic version for the kids, which was liquid candy.
Indeed.
Yes. And it was like butterscotch candy. Yeah. It was amazing, but they loved it. But,
of course.
Yeah. And then, I used, a butterfly pea flour, which if you haven't heard of it, it kind of has this color changing effect.
So
I infused the tequila for this. I called it Polyjuice, which is a Harry Potter thing, changes you into something else. And so I infused the tequila with the butterfly pea flower, and it turns it this like deep indigo. And then when you add an acid, it'll go from indigo to purple to pink. And so it had this like color changing thing. And it was like a little magic trick that we did at this Harry Potter theme. And it was very fun. We've done all sorts of just random things. The event that we're going to be having here is going to be a Beatles theme.
That's fun.
Yes. and Beatles is a staple of our household. The Beatles are. So, like, it was not hard for me to start imagining. Imagine is actually one of the drinks we're doing, and it's a sake, elderflower, and Prosecco mix in a little coupe glass. And so it's very kind of peaceful and mellow. And then we're doing a yellow submarine, which is a orange blossom gin and tonic. And I'm using yellow cherries as the little submarine, and juniper berries as blue meanies, if you ever watched Yellow Submarine. And then we're doing a I Get By, which you get by with a little help from your friends, but in this case, you get by with a little help from Johnny Walker and Coke. So it's a Scotch and Coke. And then I finish it with homemade hemp bitters, which gives it kind of a nice herbal finish. I just get caught up in it, and I have fun.
You do.
I do.
I didn't know yellow cherries are easy to find in the grocery.
No, they're not so easy
to
find.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I had to order them through a restaurant service, which can get specialty things. I do like to source locally, though. So anything I can source locally or get anything in season, especially to put in my mixes, I will do that every time. Earlier, like springtime, we did a lot of Meyer's lemon. So I did instead of a Tom Collins, we did a John Collins. But since it had Meyer's lemon in it, I was calling it a John Mayer. It's for a music event, too. It's like everybody loves a John Mayer. So it was Your Body's a Wonderland. It's just stupid. I just love
being. But it's fun.
It's so much fun. Just so much fun.
And how old is this young mixologist?
Oh, yes. My daughter.
The daughter.
She is 4, almost 5.
Wow.
But yeah, she's an aspiring entrepreneur, if ever there was one.
That's great.
She talks about, you know, having this be her lemonade cart, basically. She's going to start selling drinks herself. and she does. She makes, she was the one to make my first mocktail, and she called it a cherry wonder. So
it's
like a little take on a Shirley Temple. So
I love it.
Yeah, and she made it up. So anyway, she has an entrepreneur spirit for sure.
She's very creative. A little binder or notebook she carries
and
around.
She corrects me when I don't do things right. Like the other day, she was really getting on me because I cut the strawberry wrong.
Oh.
She's like, Mom, that is not how you cut it. It doesn't look like a heart at all. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Let me do that again.
Test, Mom.
she's very particular. I don't know where she gets it from, though. Idea.
I love it. You can take her to work with you.
Yeah, and she would love to. And sometimes I'm like, no, honey, you can't be behind the bar right now. I'm serving alcohol. But she does. She's like, oh, no, I can mix it. I'm like, you can't.
No.
Yeah, not right now. No. But when we do the mocktails, yeah, she gets into it. Yeah.
I'd like for you to walk through with us the process of a client's, maybe they have an idea in mind what you want to do, but they may not. And they just know that they want to have this hitch at their event. How do you walk through the process with a new client in terms of getting from, hey, I might want to hire you, to this fully, engaged, reimagined event?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that they're seeing me through the socials or they went to an event. So hopefully they have kind of an idea of like, yeah, that looks like fun. Something along those lines. But then they would just reach out to me probably through, any of the socials, Instagram, Facebook, or our website, which is thehitchharrisonburg.com. There's a little inquiry section. You can just go in and type as much, answer the questions, answer as much as you can or any sort of glimmer of an idea. I am happy to brainstorm and get to that point of like, yes, that is what I wanted. That's what I envisioned. Because you might not have an idea of what you want.
Yeah.
You just might want something different, you know, something that other people haven't had. Or maybe you want something that's a showstopper, you know, whatever. I will happily answer and ask you questions to figure out what it is that's going to get you to what you envision. We'll do kind of a brainstorming session for as long as it takes. Hopefully we'll have a little time before the event to do all that. But, you know, if we have to do it on the fly, we can do that. Yeah. So we do that. And then I try to get a feel for the client, try to understand what it is that really speaks to them, where their comfort levels are, what places they enjoy, what they like to do, you know, and then I will put that all into my then scrolling sessions of ideas and just looking through the internets to think of like, well, maybe this would work, but maybe if I pair it with this, or, you know, and then once I have an idea, I'll present it to you. And you can give the yay or nay. I am all about the feedback. If it doesn't feel right, I don't want it. I want you to feel like, yes, that speaks to me. So we'll go back and forth as many times as it takes until you get to that point. And then once we have that, I'll write up the contract. You would put the deposit down, and I am yours for that day.
So, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. So do you charge by number of people, or... And then maybe special requests might be a little bit more.
Sure,
how does all that work?
Yeah, if the structure of what I offered doesn't seem to fit with what you're thinking of, I am happy to renegotiate or figure out what would make sense. But yeah, typically it is based on how many guests you'll have at your event.
And what's been your largest and smallest event, and what do you like to do?
Yeah, my smallest event was like 8 people at a book club.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very intimate.
Super intimate and super amazing. And like, I got to get in on the discussions, and luckily I read a little bit of the book just because I'm an overthinker and overprepare. So I did. So I got to go.
There's
get
only
in on
8
that.
People. I should probably be engaged.
Yeah. Like, otherwise I'm just here, you know, like polishing glasses, which is also my job. But yeah, and then the biggest so far has probably been like 150. This one coming up this weekend is likely to be closer to 200. So, but I've realized that like I kind of like the intimate, you know? I like that connection that you get. And I like, and there was a moment, you know, the other day I did an open house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an Elvis-themed open house.
That's just so great.
I love, like, oh, yes, give me the weird, quirky events. Yes,
let's Beatles, do this. Yes. Elvis, yes. What else you got? Harry Potter.
Blue Hawaiians. And, like, it was amazing. And so there was this moment, though, where I noticed everybody had started to just kind of mingle and stand around the hitch and, like, kind of find their little spot. And I'm just sitting there polishing the glasses.
Yeah.
And there was just that beautiful moment of, like, yeah. This is what we're here for. And people would come up and we'd have little chats, and it was just a great moment to connect. And I think that's what, you know, in a post-COVID world, I think that's what we're all after too, is like that connection again and just being around people and letting go of the stresses and being together. So
I agree with that. And we're finding that too can be a sweet spot. Yeah. Depending on the type of event. So we have a new event called Uncorked Laughter.
Ooh.
Yes. Which is
I'm peaked. Okay. All right.
It's really great. And it's a wine class and comedy experience.
Ah.
So to pull that off, we need to collaborate with wineries so they can dispense the educational portion of the evening.
Ah.
And the other
drink
funny
education.
That's
eh?
Right. And then the other funny Womack, which is my husband and I, we drink the wine and bring the laughs.
Oh my goodness.
Our favorite part.
Oh, what a combination. I believe that maybe we could figure out a combination of some sort on that level.
We could.
A little mixology class mixed with some laughs.
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Totally reimagined. That's what it sounds like to me.
And we can go as quirky as you want. Oh, please. Yes. Let's do that.
So, laughers, you might just find a new type of class offered by the Funny Woman Mix and Friends?
Love it. This is shaping up to be amazing. Just wait for it. Oh, wait, I can't wait. Yeah. All okay. right. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I want to talk just a few more questions for you today. How has this hit? You've been doing this for a year.
Yes.
Is it turned out the first year like you kind of planned and strategized, or has there been some tweaking?
Sure.
In this first year?
I don't think, you know, I kind of went full force into it. Like I said, within a month of quitting my job, I'd been getting events and just kind of had to like make do. So I don't think I ever had like the full vision, except for just wanting that experience again, of that comfort, that intimacy, that connectivity. And I gained that. So I think I've hit where I projected or hoped that mm-hmm. this business would take me. But I don't really know what the future has to hold. I have sort of an inkling that more intimate gatherings mm-hmm. will kind of feed my soul a little more. So I kind of want to keep that the niche for the hitch.
The niche for the hitch. I actually like intimacy. That. It has a nice ring to it.
It does, yeah. And then I get to be the utmost creative, because when it's a bigger party, you know, you kind of have to use, you
things
know,
that are quicker, I imagine.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You can do more
serve
volume.
Quicker, right. So it doesn't get that same level of intimacy for larger groups. So I'm looking probably in the 30 to 75 range would be like the nice and
sweet
really
spot.
Even 30 to 50 would just be perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as like doing any expansion or anything, I don't really have any projections for it, though it would be nice to kind of get into maybe blogging a little bit.
I think
website.
So.
Doing some of my
some tips.
Yeah,
some how
tips
to make
on it.
Some things.
Yeah, because it's really easy to make like your own syrups or your own bitters. I probably have way too much fun doing that. I like forage for things, try to source locally, try to source in season, and then just come up with like whatever. But it's really easy, and like everybody could make, you know, mocktails or cocktails. Everybody could make their own mix. And so, yeah, maybe I'd expand to share that a little bit and expand my community a little bit.
To some offer some, you know, education so they can do some mixology at home.
Cheers. And maybe with a little laughs combined.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I want to talk a little bit about, oh, we are right here. They got so many things getting ready for this event this weekend. So we're going to be wrapping up here soon so they can do all the things that they need to do. Yeah. But while I have you here, I do want to ask you, if there's another business owner out there,
sure,
and they want to start a unique business venture, or they're not yet a business owner and they're thinking about the unique business venture, after everything you've been through, what kind of advice would you give that person?
The thinking part of me says, no, make sure that you're prepared and you have all the money in the world. And the truth is, nobody gets to that point. So if it is in the back of your head to do this, if you do start finding that something's lacking and you just want to branch out and do your own thing, I say do it.
Mm-hmm.
I say go and do it. And if there's one thing I've learned through this is that, you know, my gut already knows if something's a good idea or going to work out, or if I need to work harder in one way or another. And I can trust that. And I did not plan to be here where I am right now, but following my gut, following my heart, and just like going for it, and of course having the supportive rallying mm-hmm. friends and family that I do, which is an amazing part and really the only reason I got here, having all that and a little bit of luck and following that gut, it really got me where I'm at. So I say if it's there for you, you only have this life, go and do it. Go do it. Make yourself happy. You can totally do it. You might fall, you might not succeed, but you can pivot, you can keep going. And the more that you're doing it for you, I just feel like the more resiliency you'll have and the more perseverance you'll have to keep going. So go and do it. What
do you got to lose?
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, failure happens. But out of failure comes a lot of beautiful things.
Exactly.
Things that you've learned, tweaks and directions and strategies you wouldn't have otherwise thought of. And it's not the end of the world. It just makes you better, actually.
It's that lack of stagnancy. You don't want that. You know, go for the risks. It's all right. I am risk averse. I am a risk averse person. But I went for it. And thankfully, I know now that even if I do fail, like, I can do something else. I can do it again. I can do things and I can trust myself. So go and do it.
Yeah. I think that in the hesitation is... and somewhat not trusting ourselves or the fear of the unknown. If you're going from a full-time job to a business adventure and you make that complete switch without it being a side hustle first, now that can be pretty scary.
Yeah.
The good news is you don't have to make that choice either. Right. It might make more sense. It depends on you as an individual and a family and what stage of life and all kinds of different things.
Sure.
But it might make more sense to do it as a side hustle at first. Yeah. It doesn't have to be super huge at first.
Sure. Get business curious, you know, like start taking some of the support free classes through the SBDC or I think I said that right. I'm not sure. The,
I think
the
it's
Valley
close
Community.
Enough.
One of those, Valley Community Development.
Yeah.
Small Business Development.
Center. Yeah.
Something like that. There's a lot of letters in there in that acronym. But anyway, there are free classes and there are people that are willing to help you. Yeah. So just dip your toes in and see, you know, and if it keeps sparking your interest, then you should totally do it.
Yeah. Do it. There's books and articles and YouTube videos and Google and lots of opportunity for people. Yep. To take initiative
financial
today.
Grants too. I mean, just go for it. Yeah,
absolutely. It. Women-owned business, they can get grants.
Oh,
minority-owned business.
Yes, do it. Please do it.
Yeah, I think so too. Don't wait.
Yeah, this is your sign now. Go ahead. It's fine.
We said
it'll work out, and if it doesn't, it'll work out.
Yeah, I love that advice. Yeah. I think trusting in ourselves is something I'm working on too. Is cultivating. That and within myself.
Yeah.
And it really does make a big difference. And your mind starts opening up to possibilities you didn't think of before.
Oh, yeah.
When
for
you're
sure.
like, you know what? Maybe I can't believe in myself. Let's give that a try.
Yeah. I did not expect to be here. And here I am with you. Thank you very much.
I know. You're so welcome. And I think this is a perfect time that we've had such a good, short and sweet time together today. After all of our technical issues. So look at us go.
We made it. We made it.
And we made it through this.
We did it. See?
So you can do it. So as we wrap up here, how can the laughers follow The Hitch on social media and otherwise?
Sure. Yeah. Well, my website would be the easiest probably. It's thehitchharrisonburg.com. And then you can also see me on Instagram at the_hitch_hberg. And I'm sure we'll put all that in the, and then it's The Hitch for Facebook. So we'll put all that
in the show notes.
There it is. Show notes.
The show notes. That's what they are. All so right. If you are working out or driving and you're like, what did she just say again?
I'm
anything
not
like
sure.
that. We will put all that information for you in the show notes, along with the Small Business Development Center's link. So any
cool.
of you
there we go. We'll get that acronym.
That are looking for resources or want to explore, you can do that too.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure that happens. So again, if you're exercising or working out, don't fear, be still. And when you get still, then you can look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, smart. Safety.
Absolutely. Safety first. Thank you so much, Rula, for coming on the show and this lovely drink, this Long Island concoction. So amazing. And sharing with us all things The Hitch. I am so looking forward to following your journey. It's an absolute delight to sit here with you today and hear your story and have you share with the laughers what it is that you can offer them with all these reimagining of events.
Well, thank you, Dawn. Thank you for having me. I'm still super flattered that you even thought about me. And thank you for also, you know, connecting small business owners in the Valley. It's definitely needed and it's a big service. So thank you so much for making this community. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for what you're doing to create a wonderful community here for our residents that live around this area and for people that tour here and visit. This is a gorgeous place. We're among mountains. And as we close out here, you'll be able to see some of them probably in the B-roll at the end.
Let's hope, because these views are pretty spectacular.
Pretty spectacular. We'll see what we can do for you laughers here. But before that happens, to learn more about the Hitch laughers, you want to visit their website. And the website is thehitchharrisonburg.com, not to be confused with Harrisburg, PA.
Right.
So it's Harrisonburg, HARRISONBURG.com. And laughers, we want to thank you for your time that you spent with us here today. So amazing. Please give this podcast a like, follow, subscribe. We can't do any of this without you. Your support means so much, and it helps us create more amazing content to let you know about all these fabulous stories and things that you can do here. So be sure to do that. And also don't forget your discount, Laugh15, that you can use at prepopsterous.com today so you can get some popcorn. And join us on next week's episode. And lastly, and most importantly, thank you, laughers, for tuning in today. Out of all the other things you could pick to do, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. So, until next time.
Hold
on.
Oh,
cheers.
Cheers.
And bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womacks and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomacks.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.